This is the Heart of LAFC Podcast, episode 58.
Coming to you directly from sunny Southern California, you are listening to the Heart of LAFC Podcast. And now, here is your host, Jerry Jimenez.
What is up? Welcome to the Heart of LAFC Podcast. My name is Jerry Jimenez, your host, your friend, your insider into the Los Angeles Football Club. Thank you for joining us for episode 58 of the Heart of LAFC. Of course, I cannot do any of this without the man, the myth, the legend, Mr. Joseph Sacker. How are you tonight, sir?
Doing well. Could be better, but doing well.
Oh, God. We'll talk about that in just a sec. Before we get into the sadness that we saw last Saturday, but let's talk really quickly. First, actually, two things. Congratulations to our very own Bubba Lopez. Got called up for his national team, as well as Mr. Andre Orta got called in for his national team as well. So two players getting called up. I don't think it's been... as of right now, officially announced that Orta was called in, but it's been released by the Portugal national team. I don't know if you were aware of this, Joseph. I'm sure you were.
One yes, the other not quite. Wasn't looking for it. But honestly, Horta's been playing really good with the youth national team. Mm-hmm. Every time he goes out, he impresses. So that makes sense that he gets a call-up. Not sure he's going to play, but at least he'll get to be in camp.
Yeah. Well, yeah, why do you think he wouldn't play?
Because it's his first call up, man. He's got to earn his keep. So I expect him to get, I don't think he'll get much playtime, honestly, if he gets any. I think it's more of just so he gets exposure to the next level. Because he hasn't been playing regular minutes enough with us. And I think at the senior level, it's a different story.
Yeah. Nope. I can see that. You know what? Yeah. Now you got me questioning myself. I swear I saw this somewhere, so I'm going to look it up real quick. Portugal national team call-ups. Now I want to make sure that I'm right. I may even be lying to you guys. That would not be good.
No, he probably got the call-up. He got, an invite to training camp. That's all.
Yeah, that's what
That's still a call-up. He still got to go to the show. So, congrats to him. It's just a matter of time for him. So it's cool that he's getting it already.
For sure. But at the same time, I want to make sure that I'm giving out the correct information. Because if I just read it by like passing and it was actually wrong, I'm going to be very upset.
No, you probably caught it, dude. I didn't notice it today, but it's been a crazy day. So, yeah.
I'm going to do this. I'm always talking. Hey, here's the other thing I wanted to talk about, though. Guess what? The 22 under 22 list has been released.
Yeah, good stuff.
Has been released. So, let's see here. We have a couple of players.
We got a couple. Yeah, we've got a couple. A couple in four.
As a matter of fact, we have the most out of any MLS team in the list.
We do. Best 11. Yeah, do you want me to go from the best to the bottom of the list or go all the way from the top?
So let's go from the bottom.
Let's see here.
Yeah, build up to
bottom.
It.
All right. So at number 16, Edward Atuesta. Got 16th on the rankings. 21 years old. You all see the work he puts in week in and week out. He totally deserves to be there.
Absolutely.
Guy's constantly in it. Even in this last match, he's still. He is who he is, man. He does the workman stuff. He does the hard stuff, the stuff that's not all that glorious, but critically important. Mm-hmm. That's where he fits in. Number 13, Andre Horta, the man, the myth. All right, 20 years old. Again, box-to-box midfielder. We see what he does. Definitely, I think we're all expecting more from him. I think he has it in him. He just got to get his confidence up. Again, he's getting calls up to the national team now with Portugal. You know how good they are. He's performing with their youth national team. I'm just hoping we can get that into our club.
Yeah, perfect timing. Actually, he got called up for the U21s again. So
okay. Yeah. All right.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
But
you know, he's not getting a whole lot of play time.
He's
so.
Not.
No, no, he's got to earn it. You know, at the end of the day, he's got to earn it. I know he's only 20, but yeah, we have a pretty deep midfield, and you got to fight your way in.
Oh yeah.
So,
no, 100%. 13. Sorry, go ahead.
You know, I think it would have rated Atuesta higher than him right now, but that's fine. They're both in the list.
That's exactly what I was gonna say, actually. Yeah. So, this was a surprise to me. Of course, Andre Horta being a designated player, he was going to get a little bit of recognition, at least right off the bat. But I don't think that he has done enough to warrant a spot on this list. I'm just being honest. This was really surprising to me, personally.
Oh, I think it's more of a league thing. You know, they're paying big money to have him on our squad.
Yeah.
And I can think of some other guys in that squad that, you know, we haven't released the other two that are on this list, but,
oh yeah.
I can think of some other kids on our squad that might be a better fit for this list, but that's my take.
Here's the thing. I even feel like Moutinho should have been on this list.
That's the one for me. Yeah. Because he's been playing more than Horta has. He's been stuck in some rough spots for us.
Scored some goals. Important.
Dude, the San Jose match over there. I mean, critical stuff. So he should probably be on this list. Honestly, he should be on this list. I've looked at some of the other team's players that are on here, and you're like, really? Okay. They're just desperate to get your logo on there, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know. Horta probably was behind a twist at this point and probably behind Moutinho, but Moutinho didn't make the cut. So, right? I don't think he's really watching this list either, to be honest with you.
Nah.
bigger fish to fry. Mm-hmm. Let's move forward onto this one. Number 11, Latif Blessing.
Very deserving. I think he should have been higher than 11, but good enough.
Yeah. At least eight on this list. Probably even better than that. He's been critical for us all year. And we saw how much we missed him in the last match. Yeah, I mean, just his energy, the other players feed off of that. The fans feed off of that. We know who he is. We know his mindset. He's much bigger than the 11 on this list shows. And I hope he stays with us for a good while here because he's going to be a critical component as we move forward. Yeah, he's well-earned.
Yep.
The big one, here we go. The last one on our list, highest ranking player would be Diego Rossi.
Of course.
They rank him number 3 on this list, and I'll be dead honest with you, he should be number 1. I'm sorry, but he's kind of carrying our team right now. Both goals and assists, he's our leader. If you go all competition, he's still our leader. Yeah, if he's carrying a team that's currently 3rd in the West, and maybe going to be 1 or 2 when it's all said and done, and he's the guy that's got the most production, you tell me where he belongs. He's become our most important player because he's always there. You saw how he played against Houston in the Open Cup game. He was the reason we got as far as we did. And that's a knockout round game, so I can't wait to see what he does when we get to the playoffs. But, yeah, how is he not number 1? So the guys that finished ahead of him, here's interesting. Tyler Adams, he got number 2. 19 years old, Red Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Red Bulls. And, okay, I get it because the Red Bulls are looking like the best team in the league right now, to be honest. They do look better than Atlanta right now. Even though we know the weapons that Atlanta has, I think all around the Red Bulls look more level, at least for playoffs. And then number 1 they gave to Alphonso Davies. I watch Davies week in and week out. The guy is absolutely amazing at the age of 17. It is hard to argue that he's not number 1 on this list, but in terms of impact for team and getting where they need to go, is he that impactful? Is he denting, you know, is he the leading scorer on his team? I don't think he is. Is he everything for that team? I don't think he is. You know, who's more critical for their squad right now, Rossi or Davies? it's debatable, right?
Mm-hmm.
I do think Davies is number one because of the team he's getting transferred to. To be honest, the whole Bayern Munich signing has pretty much locked it in for him. It's something that this is the biggest sale I think the league has had so far for a player. So that's probably why he's number one on this list.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Here's my take on this list. Whoever's listening, take it with a grain of salt. Honestly, it just doesn't really reflect, I think, what the proper really 22 under 22 is. I think that this is just like you said, it's a league controlled thing.
Yeah.
And here's my proof of it. And again, listen, it's been said, I strongly dislike, because I don't want to use the word hate, strongly dislike Carson. And we all know that. Joseph, you strongly dislike, you hate Carson. They have a player on this list. And granted, he is an amazing young talent. Okay. And of course, I'm talking about Carlos Alvarez's little brother, Efren Alvarez. And
what has he done?
He has not played a single game. He was signed on to Carson this year, and he's supposed to be developed as a professional attacking midfield, is what they're saying. He's played with the twos for the entire season.
Oh, so he's the USL 22 under 22, huh?
Yes. He has.
Okay.
Go to his stats. I'm not lying. Zero games
I'm
played.
I'm looking here.
Yeah, nothing.
Dude, the first line on his list is for a player who has yet to play a first team minute.
There
Seriously,
you go.
Seriously, that's what they put on there.
There you go. And he got ranked 17. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so that right there. And again, nothing to take away from him. He is a fantastic player. I think he's going to be a very good player for Galaxy one of these days. Like, once they let him play. And honestly, I don't know why he's not playing with the first team, because he's probably better than three quarters of that team right now. And that right there just tells me this list is really not quite something you should take very seriously.
So are we saying this is comparable to the FIFA Coca-Cola rankings?
It's comparable to the Audi numbers.
Oh, the player index. Yes, the player index.
That's what it's really. Basically, somebody comes in and tells you, yeah, this person is better than this person. Yeah, I don't care that that other person scored two goals this game. This other person... You know, it's
ran the entire offense. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it's a list, and honestly, I think it's your list to argue against retirement league. Hey, look, we have 22 relevant young players. Check it out. There's something to watch here.
Yeah.
It's an advertisement. It is what it is. It's nice to have the most players on that advertisement.
Yeah.
And we probably should have had one more, but. You know, that's all fine and dandy and great, but hey, man, you know what I'm worried about? Not the 22. I'm worried about the 3 this weekend. That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, 100%.
Give me the 3 points, and that's really what matters. Get there. It's great to have good players, but they have to execute.
Yeah, 100%.
We're
100%.
So there.
I agree with you. Always. Well, not always, but most of the time. And this is one of them, my friend. So let's go ahead and move on. I'm glad I was able to correct that, because that was going to bother me. If we kept recording and I didn't, and I said, yeah, no, he got called up to the national team, people are going to be looking it up and going like, no, he didn't. Orta's not called up to the national team. U21. Sorry, guys.
U21. Yeah.
Yay. Hey, it's still something.
It is what it is. It's still something. He still gets to wear his country on his chest.
And he gets to play.
Yeah. Yeah. It's playtime. Hey, yeah. Essential playtime.
Yeah, so for sure. I really, honestly, I don't even want to get into this next part of the show. I don't even want to talk about this game.
I do. Okay. I'm good with it.
All right, go ahead.
I don't want to dwell, man. I don't want to dwell.
Me neither.
I could just say this is, you know, this was a classic trap game. We trapped ourselves, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
We knew what Chicago was going to bring. We knew the talent that they had. All you had to do is stay organized and get through it. But that's not what we did. I can't help but feel that in the back of their heads, they thought the 3 points was in the bag. And they went into there going, well, it's a mess up there. It's a joke up there. Nobody wants to play there. The crowd doesn't even show up. We'll walk over these guys and be done with it. Sorry. You're playing a team that's basically anchored by a guy that's won the World Cup and the Champions League. Like, sorry. He's still there. He's still relevant. He's still going to run things as best he can. And he does have targets that have to keep you honest. Our guys didn't play it honest. They didn't go in there in the right mindset. Watching the game, you know, yeah, okay, the ref gave a terrible penalty kick. I don't think it was one. I think it was soft as soft could be. But you still have to rebound from that.
Yeah.
You better be resilient, because I guarantee as the expansion team in the playoffs, we're going to deal with a lot of dubious stuff, because you don't want to give the new kid the championship. They don't. Okay? That's just how it goes. You're not going to get it straight. And if somehow, some way Carson gets in it, I guarantee you we will play them and you won't get it straight. So you got to be resilient. You got to pummel people. You got to finish them. And you have to play it as hard as you can to give them no chance to breathe. Okay? That didn't happen. Instead, it looked like our guys were lackadaisical in many cases. They weren't tracking back when they needed to. There's something terribly wrong when your center forward, when your main attacking player is saving a cross off the back line. Are you kidding me? You said he's the one that reads it above everybody else? He sees the play breaking down and nobody else does? Yeah. That's terrible. That's not acceptable at all. And you could tell the way Bob Bradley reacted after the match. He knew everything about that match was unacceptable. Their heads weren't in the right place.
No, they weren't. And I can tell you have a lot to say, and so I'm going to cut you off. Let's real quick, Please let's do. Start with this lineups. we haven't even talked about who we had on the field. Let's do that. 4-3-3. Obviously, Miller on the back. Harvey, Zimmerman, Djokovic, Betashore. Expecting that. In the middle, we had Horta, Atuesta, and Feldhaber. And up front, Vela, Diomande, Rossi. Off the bench, we had Wincomoff, Ramirez, and Paris, believe it or not, came into this game.
Mm-hmm. That's the play time.
It's, you know, I would say it was a good lineup. However, it just, as you said, we just got done in by ourselves, man. Real quick, stats that do not matter, but really, man, looking at this is sad. Shots, we had 16. They had 9. Shots on target, we had 6. They had 4. We had 66% possession. As you know, possession does not matter if you cannot translate high percentage of possession into goals. It does not matter. Passing accuracy, 87% on our end, 73% for them. We had 2 chances created, 6 corners. And this is where I get a little mad. Like, again, I think I've said it in previous shows. We cannot control what the ref does. We can only control what we do. And so what we have to do is make sure that we capitalize on opportunities. Fouls. This one makes me mad. We had 9 fouls. They had 23. 5 yellow cards. 5. And I know a couple
we have opportunities. None.
They should have had none. Reds. We had 0.
What does that tell me? We were sleepwalking again. Nobody provided the sandpaper. Because if you're going to hammer my guy like that, Schweinsteiger's hitting the deck.
Yep.
You go after the sacred cow. Right? You go after the old guys. And you make them feel it. And nobody did it. Nobody threw elbows. If you're going to lose the game, leave a mark. Like, seriously. You don't let people bully you like this. And this stat shows that we, again, the passion wasn't there. Something was off. And we're not giving it back to teams, so they're pretty much manhandling us at this point.
Check this out. I'm looking at the Audi Player Index right now.
Uh-oh.
They had, of the top 10, they had 3 players. 3. The top player on the Audi Player Index is Walker Zimmerman, then Diego Rossi, then Carlos Vela, then Benifeo Haber. Then they have a player in Mihailovic.
He scored the goal. One of the goals.
And then we have Lee Wynn. And then they have Cleveland, Stephen Cleveland. Then we have Jordan Harvey. And then they have Brandon Vincent. So that's the top 10. What in the world, guys? Like, really?
It doesn't mean anything.
Oh, my gosh.
It really doesn't. I can tell you this. Vela, he did work his ass off this game.
Yeah, he did.
I will say that. He did. He put the work in.
Well, Vela always puts the work in. Come on, man. Like,
yeah, you know, Rossi always puts the work in. Zimmerman was on an island back there. Honestly, he was. He got isolated continuously out there. He didn't have the support he needed.
No.
He didn't. I think what was most disturbing for me was the lack of chemistry up top as well. I don't know. It just seems like right now Dio and Vela aren't quite connecting.
Nope.
The connection just isn't there. There's a lack of chemistry. I see a lot more with Ureña right now. I think they're both, agreed. You know, you kind of say they're alpha type forwards, Vela and Diomande. And so someone isn't, you know, good at not taking the lead up there. And so there's something wrong. Something's not quite checking out. They're both excellent players, but I think together right now they're not looking it. I do think Ureña is a better match for Vela. I do.
Sure.
I do. I think it shows. It really does. Shout out to Josh Perez getting the call up. He seemed to look good out there to me. He was moving pretty good. But again, not enough minutes to really give a rating on him, you know?
Sure.
Outside of that, you know, I think Jakovic probably had one of his worst matches of the season. Got to get better, got to communicate better, but he just looked off. Outside backs looked a little slow. Sluggish for this one.
Absolutely. So, and talking about Carlos Vela, by the way, he is our leading goal scorer for the club with 11 goals. Diego Rossi following suit with 10. Adama Diomande with 9. And then you have on assists, Carlos Vela with 10.
Is it all competitions or just MLS?
I believe this is just MLS.
Oh, okay.
All right. Do you have... 10 assists. And then Diego Rossi, 8. You have shots. Carlos Vela with 84. Diego Rossi with 71. And there you go. So it's Carlos Vela, Diego Rossi. Carlos Vela, Diego Rossi.
Well, I mean, we kind of expected it this year.
Yeah.
And then with Horta coming in, you kind of expected him to get into the mix too. He hasn't quite done it yet. I'll tell you what, I
try to stay positive, and I think that, again, it's going to be a very interesting off season. Regardless, I don't want to think about it because we're not there yet. However, I already do have a very good feeling about this off season. I think that we're going to make some moves, actually a lot of moves, and I think this squad is going to actually get reinforced, and I think it's going to become stronger. I'm assuming that if we can see some of these gaps ourselves as supporters, Bob Bradley can see them as well. I'm just going to assume that.
I know they see the gaps.
Yeah.
Okay. No
there
question.
You go. Have you heard?
No,
it?
I mean,
what do we not know, Joseph?
No, it's classic MLS, man. Like we know what we need to fill, but we can't get it into our budget yet.
Gotcha.
People have to move first. I do think that's the case.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay, so let's real quick some takeaways because Vince La Rosa, shout out, sir. I don't know if you listen to the show, but if you do, I would love to have you on, by the way. I think Joseph and I would both love to have you on.
Heck yeah.
But we all read your takeaways, and thank you for answering questions of the supporters as well. You're doing a great job over there, and man. Some really good points, and also he tells it like it is, and which is one of the biggest reasons why I like him. He does work for the club, but he still does say, look, the club was done in by themselves, you know. They did it to themselves. And then he gives us some positives, which is always the way that I like to go. I know there's other podcasts out there. What's up, Will? That are negative. Well, actually, I wouldn't call that a podcast.
I'm trying not to say anything. I'm trying not to say anything.
Yeah, don't say anything.
I'm really trying not to say anything.
He doesn't listen to this show. Do you think he listens to this? If he does, hey, if you're listening, Will, message me because I want proof. This is the test. Let's see if he listens. Don't anybody tell him. If you are listening to this right now, don't tell him. If you know who Will is.
This is okay. Hard, man. I really want to say something, but I'm not gonna.
No, don't do it. Silver lining.
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
Okay, stop. Moving on. Walker Zimmerman. he was looking scary again on those corner kicks. He didn't quite get it done, yeah, but you know, Walker Zimmerman, man, he's like, let's do this again. Didn't work out. However, that's a silver lining. Silver lining part two, according to Vince, was that goal from Rossi. Come on, guys. Oh, my goodness. The angle. Oh, if you haven't seen it, go back. Just watch this.
Yeah.
73rd minute, right Ella. About there. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. It's like Vela takes it from the right. He takes it from the left for the crazy highlight goals. It's great.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. Yeah.
Very, very good stuff. I think I feel like that's enough on Chicago. I feel like we need to move forward. Current standings right now for the Western Conference, because that's the one we care about. Or real quick, Atlanta just clinched. New York Red Bulls clinched, and New York City FC have clinched playoff spots, as well as in the Western Conference, only one club. Guess who? FC
Dallas.
Of course. So we are currently still in third, just now 2 points below Kansas City. Portland Timbers coming in fourth with 48. We have 50. You know, this game, upcoming game, I feel like every game from this point on is important. We have to win.
They're critical.
Pretty much every game.
So from my understanding, if we get 3 points, it's pretty much, I mean, mathematically we need four. So we can't, you know, if we get four more points, like Carson can't catch us, which means we can't, we'll make the playoffs. Okay.
Sweet.
Yeah, we need four more points, but let's be honest. I think the way it plays out is we only really need three.
Yeah.
And it's done. There's not. You win in Colorado, you're in the playoffs. That simple. Get a win, move on, get ready. We're there. We have to do it. There's no way around it. You don't want to waste any more time. That, and we need the darn win, because we're still trying to fight to get a bye in the first week. And for our club, we need that, because we need the home field advantage.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
so
perfect segue, sir.
Yeah.
Let's take a break. Let's talk about Colorado Rapids coming up this Saturday. But first, a little music break, because I need some water. And I'm sure Joseph did. Do you need some water? Or are you good?
I need water.
Okay.
I need water.
Yeah, break.
Let's go for it.
All right. We'll be right back, guys. Welcome back, everybody. So what are you looking at now?
Playoffstatus.com.
What is this? What is it saying?
It's the mathematical probabilities of where teams will finish at the end of the season.
Oh, God. You can't do that with MLS, man.
And their magic number for qualifying for the playoffs.
Oh, what is that?
Well, I'm trying to figure it out, because it's pretty complicated stuff.
Come on, man.
So it's basically saying that we don't really have a statistical chance of catching Dallas, is what it's trying to tell me here. Which I find really interesting, because we're not that far off. But yeah, it's just because it looks like likely scenarios. Yeah, so the magic number to finish sixth is one game. That's what it's showing me here. One game. Win two games, and you're guaranteed the fifth spot. Win three games, you're guaranteed the fourth spot. Four games, you're either going to finish second or third. Is that that's kind of weird. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah. So win every game. So we have to do.
When you got to win every game if you want to finish in the second spot. Fair enough. Basically saying that we're not going to make it for the it says.
Are you saying we're out of the supporters' shield run? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that was officially over after we blew it against Chicago. But honestly, they had to lose every game. We had to win every game, so that wasn't going to happen. Okay, so this is what it says for the number one spot. It's marked as a DNCD, which is does not control its destiny for this playoff spot. And thus, even after winning all remaining games, it needs help from other teams to win. So yeah, the number one spot has the DNCD. Basically, Dallas has to choke. Yeah. A cool thing for Dallas, if you look at their numbers, the magic number for fifth spot is zero. So it's basically saying that's the worst they can do is fifth. Yeah, it's interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's a cool little breakdown here of how it plays out. And I guess playoff status does every sport. it's the magic number website for every major sport. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. So, yeah, we're at 50 points. So what it's saying is we need to just, like, handle our business here, beat the beatable teams, and then leave it in Kansas City, decide our own fate in Kansas City.
I feel like I could have told you that you didn't have to Google. Yeah.
But it looks cool, dude. It does look cool. I say check out the website because it's, you know, for stat dorks like myself, this is fun. So
cool.
They're just saying.
And what was that again?
Yeah, playoffstatus.com.
Playoffstatus.com.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by. No, I'm just kidding.
Right, hey, dude, right?
Can right, call we'll him up it. Now. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's get into it, man. So we, obviously, Colorado Rapids, not doing too good. And this is one of those, and I'm scared now to say it, because we said this last time against Chicago, we had to win this. Didn't you say 3-1 and then it ended up being
reversed
the other way around?
Reversed it on me, man.
I said 3-0.
You said 3-0. I know.
I'm worse. You at least had one goal.
You're right. Yeah, I gave him one because, come on, Fußball Goat was out there, so I expected something out of him. It's just me, dude. But yeah, Colorado. You know, I heard there's rumors it could be a snow game, which would be freaking awesome.
It's a trap.
It's a trap in the snow. Yeah. Apparently the weather's going to be unpredictable, so we're not sure how that's going to play off. And we're playing Colorado, who is atrocious. We've seen them in our house. Tim Howard looks as human as you can get.
Hey, can I give them some stats so they know exactly how bad Colorado is?
Let's do it. Yeah, this is fun.
Colorado hasn't captured a single point since before the last time we met them. Back in August 19. The last time they won a game was August 11 against San Jose. The Rapids are in, they're actually in a 6-match losing streak right now. And actually it's 7, but we're not counting the, I think they had an Open Cup game.
Yeah.
Their second time this season that they have a 6-match losing streak. Over which time they have been outscored 19-1. And they're coming home after a 4-0 loss against the Seattle Sounders. So, not doing very good at all. Let me see in standings. Guess what? They're actually above San Jose by 4 points. Their current record is 6-18-6. They are at a 0.8 points per game.
Yeah. It's all ugly. Everything's ugly, which makes it dangerous.
And again,
it's dangerous.
Yeah. Eliminated. So,
yeah. Now I remember last time we played them, it took us basically the second half to really get going against them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be a little careful here, and just dude, take it to these guys. Like, don't hold back. You know, I do look at, yeah, they're six straight defeats. Last game was a 4-0 loss to Seattle. Again, a weird team because if you look at their roster, they do have some talented players. They're just not getting it done. Giles Barnes is not a pushover. Neither is Kellen Acosta. So to me, they do have, you know, some guys that can play this game, obviously. But at the same time, they're just not getting it together. Their back line is just pretty atrocious. So we should do something here. But if we go in like we did against Chicago, don't be surprised if we're crying at the end of this thing.
Yeah.
We just got to execute. We got to find it in ourselves. We don't have, you know, don't go in there like, oh yeah, you know, don't go overcritical with it. They just got to get the job done, play their game, and they win this thing.
I feel like at this point in the season, I shouldn't feel this worried about a game against the Rapids. Why do I feel worried, Joseph? I know. Why?
I do too.
I don't get it.
Because we're unpredictable and we're really playing like an expansion team right now.
Yeah.
yeah, we're not sure what's going to show up on the field. I really, really, really want to see I do want to see Urania start up top with Rossi and Vela.
Yeah, me too.
I just don't want that to happen.
I don't like that Dio Carlos Vela deal right now. I don't know what's going on.
It's not working now.
It's scary.
If you guys want a little bit more sobriety, the injury report's a little bit sobering. Just saying.
Oh.
Silva and Blessing are listed as out. They are.
Dang it.
They won't be available for this one. So,
That's not good.
Well, I mean, they got to bounce back. You know, the boys in the back line got to bounce back for this one.
Absolutely. Here's my one thing is I feel like at this point in time, LAFC should be a well-oiled machine where we don't need to be worrying about playing games against Chicago or the Rapids. And here we are, you know, talking about how we're missing two players. And that's going to make a difference. It really is going to make a difference. Blessing and Silva are important right now. Mm-hmm. And it's scary. So a little bit about what the team had to say as far as what went wrong in Chicago, which is interesting. You know, it's basically what they're going to be bringing into this game. Benny Philharber, he said, to me, it didn't look like there was much of a connection in terms of counter pressing. So when we lost the ball, we made it too easy for them to have possession. The closest guy to the ball always has to be ready to create that first pressure. And then the other guys have to be ready to press the guys in and around the ball. Really, the difference between a good team, which we are, compared to a great team all over the world is how effective you can win the ball back. Yes. Good teams are able to possess the ball and create opportunities. And the great teams are able to really limit the possession for the other's team. That's one thing we still don't do well enough. Here's what they don't do well. I agree with him, but they had 66 possession. The problem is they didn't capitalize on them, right?
It's a lot of these square passes and just control for the sake of control. They looked really casual down two goals. Yeah. We got control. It's like, yeah, but what are you doing in the final third? So it's nice to hold the ball, but dude, if you're not doing anything with it, what's the point?
Yeah.
Here's a scary one. I just saw this on the notes for the match. LAFC have won once in their last six road games, allowing 2.5 goals per game. Yeah, that's not a good stat, guys.
No.
Again, that's the transition situation. We get caught on counters a lot. So, yeah, wake up time. Now let's see if they're a playoff team. This is the test.
Yep. Yeah. Better be.
Because if you can't shut it down against Colorado, you're not going to go far in the playoffs, especially when you're playing with away goals.
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
It's now. Make it work. Make it happen. Get home field advantage. I don't, you know, we have to get the home field advantage, to be honest with you guys. If we're going to make a run, we need those home games.
Yeah.
We need to ensure that. So
this is interesting. For the projected starting 11 right now, they have Miller, Jordan Harvey, Zimmerman, Silva, and Betashore. So maybe they need to fix this. It says Eduard Atuesta, Benny Feijerhaber, and Lee Wynn in the middle. And then, of course, Diego Rossi. And they have Diomande with Carlos Vela. This is projected, according to the website. Just
usually projected as whatever the last starting 11 was.
Well, Silva wasn't in the starting 11.
It's not on. It says Jakovic.
No, it doesn't. I'm looking at it right now. Danilo Silva.
No, mine has Silva out on this list. Interesting. Ah, typos.
Where? Hold on.
I'm on the MLS website.
Oh.
In the match previews for MLS.
I'm in the LAFC preview.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the MLS one is interesting.
Okay. Well, let me go over there.
Armando Villarreal is referee. Don't know anything about him, to be honest with you.
I just don't like refs in general.
Just another yellow shirt. yeah, so I mean, we all know that the injuries are there. So, yeah, I don't see Silva playing until he absolutely has to. Don't be surprised we don't see him until Kansas City. If we're in the hunt, then he plays. Go out there, guys. Have a good time. Go to the viewing parties. There's a lot of them this weekend. Make some noise with your boys. If you're on the road, I know there's a lot that are heading to Colorado this weekend. We'll have actually, we sold out our contingent of supporter spots. So it's like at least 200 that'll be up there. Give them hell out there. I hope you guys get to see them clinch a playoff spot. You earned it going on this trip. I hope it happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do this, guys. Let's get the job done. The supporters are there for you. If you hear us, and I hope you do, we're going to have a big party when you get back if you make it. That's a guarantee. It'll be insane. So let's make some history this weekend and you get it done.
So the preview that you were reading is October 3rd. LAFC released theirs October 4th. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but maybe Danilo Silva is not out? Maybe?
Mystery.
So the official injury report has not been released by LAFC. So we still have some hope that Danilo Silva, it doesn't look like Blessing is coming in. He hurt himself. So what was wrong with him too?
He got decked, man. Yeah, I mean, the injury that they're showing is
left hip flexor strain.
But he got taken down on that play.
Yeah, so, he did.
Yeah, that's when he reacted and looked like he wanted to fight somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pretty much. So honestly, like the roster we have right now, we should be able to still execute with whether he's there or not. They should be able to execute in a match like this. If we were playing Kansas City, I'd have something else to say. But we're playing Colorado. Just got to get the job done.
Yeah.
That simple. We have the talent. We have more than they do. They just need to do the job.
Yeah. So, viewing parties, sir. Give it to us.
All right. So, we have a huge viewing party at Mama Lion in Koreatown. It's going to be a four-group party. So TSG is the host with Black Army. Cuervos are on board, and so are the Expos. So all groups are heading that. Those four groups are heading that way. Over at the Fields, we have a viewing party for the 3252 as well. That one will be anchored by D9U, Armada, and the crew. They're going to anchor the party at the Fields this week. So. Cool. Yeah, guys, get out there and do it. I know Lucky Baldwin's with the Lucky Boys. I'm sure they're going to have their presence and it's going to be strong. Get out there and do it. I believe that the Empire Boys are going to be in Redlands. I believe at the Falconer Pub. That's the last time I heard. So go out there, support your boys, support it with some locals. Go have a good time. Again, we could be witnessing history with a victory, and we could be in the playoffs at the end of the day. So it's good to celebrate amongst your brothers in arms. So do it. Get out there. Go have a good time. Yes. I'll be in K-Town for sure at Mama Lion. I can tell you both Fields and Mama Lion will both be family friendly. So you got the kids, more than welcome to bring them along. Little bird told me there might be a fight covered at the Mama Lion.
Oh, you scared me. I was like, wait, they're planning a fight? Who's fighting?
No. I can't say any names or anything like that, but I think there's going to be something on the screen after our event. Let's just say that.
I heard something about that too, actually.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, cool. That sounds like it's happening. So, don't worry. You're not going to be missing anything if you go to Mama Lion.
Cool.
Yeah.
Something people are like, man, why is there a game the same night as there's a fight?
It always happens that way, doesn't it? It
always happens that way. Eh.
The Canelo fight was the same thing.
Yeah.
So, and what did they do? They pulled through and shouldered it at the field. So it is what it is, guys. We're here for our team. We're here for the black and gold. Fights come and go. We all know this. Our team is forever, and that's who we need to fight for. It's again, our biggest match that we've ever had. It's funny how they just keep happening this way, but every match is our biggest match.
Yep.
From here on out.
That's the way you have to see it.
Yep. Yep. That's supporter life, right? I mean, yeah. Each game is the next biggest game. So coming out, have a good time. We can't wait to see everybody there. Let's pack these places. Let's send them to capacity. Support your local businesses. You know how that goes. Support your city, because this is going to be one hell of a Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. You know, episode 57 was called Chicago Dumpster Fire in reference to Chicago themselves. I feel like maybe this one should have been called Chicago Dumpster Fire for us. Regardless, episode 58 in the books. Sir, thank you very much. Anything else you want to add before we call it a day?
Oh, man. Like I said, just go out and support your team, guys.
Okay.
Be ready for the next home game as well.
Woohoo! Ready. Let's go. It's coming. So, Saturday, important game. Every game is an important game. Appreciate you guys hanging in there with us. Thank you for listening.
I got one more.
Oh, come on, man.
All right. Friday. Check it out. There's a LAFC anthem coming out on iTunes. Just telling you.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
Actually, Styx. I posted about it.
Yeah, Styx has got his song. Actually, I believe there's a Spanish and English version coming out tomorrow.
What?
Yeah, it's going to be big, guys. So check it out. It has been updated to be more relevant with the times, with our roster, with our supporters. So check it out. It's going to be amazing. That's all cool. I can tell you is check it out. It's good stuff. And clearly we're going to be making noise with that one the next day. So enjoy it, guys. Have a good Friday.
One more thing before we go, guys. I wanted to mention that Mr. Latif Blessing himself has started a GoFundMe account. And if you want to find out all about what that is, it is a great, great cause. It is a foundation that he has started in order to bring some smiles to the town that he is from. Go ahead and check it out. I won't get into too much detail, but head over to GoFundMe.com/ShareTheBlessing. You can also follow Latif Blessing on all social media and see for yourself what he's trying to do. Long story short, he is trying to get some boots, balls, school books, school uniforms for Ghana, for his little town in Ghana called Nankese. So check that out. He does have a pretty big goal, and I think that as supporters, we can help him reach that goal. And if for whatever reason you can't help out financially, please help share it and support. In that way, maybe somebody that you know will be happy to help and can help. So please head on over to GoFundMe.com/ GoFundMe.com/ share the blessing and share the blessing. Really. Thanks, guys.
All right, guys.
Let's do this. For Mr. Joseph Sacker, my name is Jerry Jimenez, and you have been listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. Stay golden.